Hey everyone, this is Roy, and you're listening to the Snowplow Show, I guess. And it's sponsored by Jason B. Thanks, Jason B, for being a Patreon supporter. Whatever. Jason B wants all of you to know that if you're thinking about committing suicide, you should wait for about an hour and listen to the show. And we're not saying don't commit suicide, you know, we're just saying wait an hour and enjoy the show and go out on a happy note. Thanks, Jason B. I'm just kidding. Jason B didn't really say that. That was me just being a jerk to suicidal people. I've been trying to do a show for days now, and things just keep not working out, and I blame Jason B for this, by the way. Thanks a lot, Jason B, for making my shows not work out the past few days. It's all his fault. But finally, I'm doing one today. I think I've got enough calls together so I can throw them all into a show and hopefully not get yelled at too much by listeners for not doing enough shows, even though it's true, and I'm sorry. I have important news before we get started. The first bit of news is that there's a brand new episode of Calls of Mass Confusion out, and that's the video-based show where we make prank phone calls while a team of hidden camera professionals go out and record the prank phone calls. They record the people that we're calling inside public places and stores and stuff like that. This is the amazing new show brought to you by GAD, formerly of The Art of Phone Larking, and all of you should check it out. I'm going to put a link in the show notes to the latest episode of Calls of Mass Confusion, and it's about an hour long. It's the Pranksgiving holiday special, which had a lot of new people in it making prank phone calls and, GAD recording the results inside stores and stuff. It's a lot of fun, so definitely go check that out right now. In fact, just stop listening to the show right now. Go to the show notes on phonelosers.org and watch Calls of Mass Confusion. And then come back and finish my show if you have time. And then kill yourself. There have been some pretty crazy news stories over the past week or so where certain prank callers are once again convincing fast food places to destroy their restaurants. A bunch of people have sent this to me, but I first saw it on theconsumerist.com. It says an Arizona Wendy's and Jack in the Box have been hit by prank calls instructing workers to break the restaurant's windows. And then I've seen other articles where it's happened to a McDonald's and a Burger King, and I forget which one, but there was one where the manager actually got into his truck and rammed his truck through the front windows of the store because the guy on the phone told him to. And it's pretty much the same thing as all the others. The callers will call in and get them to set off their fire suppression systems by impersonating the fire department or the fire alarm company or whatever, saying that they need to conduct a diagnostic test. And then when the manager does that, the caller's like, oh my god, you've caused a gas leak somehow. Somehow the fire suppression system is hooked up to your gas pipes, which is totally believable. And the managers and employees and whoever else, they go around and smash all the windows to let the gas escape. So the next time you think that I'm being a jerk to a business on the phone by pretending to be with the corporate office and making them shut off all their breakers or whatever else, just remember, at least I'm not making them break all their windows and ram their cars through the front windows of the store. I'm not that much of a jerk yet. Anyway, I'm putting a link to this news story also in the show notes if you'd like to go to phonelosers.org and read about this happening. I promise it wasn't me, though. Everyone keeps posting it on my Facebook page saying, oh my god, is this you? Did you do this? Of course I didn't. I follow the rules. Phonelosers.org/rules, for the most part. And as a public service announcement, I think I should encourage everyone else to also follow the rules. Go to phonelosers.org/rules if you're going to make prank phone calls, and you can read a bunch of good tips on not getting yourself arrested and not killing other people. Anyway, let's get started with the show. Today is going to be a good show, quite possibly the best show ever, except not really. I don't know. I've recorded some calls already, so let's get started on those. Here's a prank request from someone named Christian. He says, my good friend Jordan has finally been freed from an extremely shitty relationship with his now ex-girlfriend Chelsea. She fucked other guys, was verbally abusive, and always made sure he was aware she was too good for him. Jordan has now moved on to a much better girl. However, the breakup was really bad, and Chelsea also took it very badly. He thinks she is somehow trying to check up on him or monitor him somehow because many people are saying she's become obsessed about him. He honestly gets freaked out about that rumor, so this is your time to shine. It would be perfect if you can do the private investigator call and let him think that you meant to call Chelsea to let her know the GPS is on Jordan's car and the wiretaps on his phone number are set. And he will either freak out or be in total shock. Please do this one, Brad, please. And this sounds completely awful, and I probably shouldn't do it, so let's do it, I guess.
Hello?
Hello, this is John from Royco Private Investigations. I was just calling to let you know that the GPS tracking device was installed on Jordan's car, and you can go ahead and log into our website and track his whereabouts.
What is in regards to?
Well, I just told you. We finished installing the GPS tracking device on Jordan's car, so it's all ready to go. You can log into the website and track his movements and all that.
What car do I have? What car does he have?
Wait, who's this?
This is Jordan.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to call you. I was supposed to call the person that ordered this. I'm really sorry. I was trying to get a
hold. No, I'm trying to figure out what the hell you're calling me for.
Oh, no, I'm with a private investigation, a local private investigation company here in town. I'm sorry. I was supposed to call someone else. I didn't mean to call you.
Okay, who are you trying to call?
I was trying to call Chelsea. She's one of our clients. I'm so sorry. I need to...
I'm sorry, who are you trying to call? Chelsea?
Chelsea
who? Chelsea...
Well, no, I can't give out my client's personal information. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to call you.
You have to be shitting me. This is my ex.
She must have mixed up the phone numbers on the form. So.
Okay, you know what? Is there a supervisor I can speak to?
Well, no.
I'm trying to figure out...
This is my own business, dummy.
This is your own business.
Yeah, so, okay, I'm really sorry. It was an accident. I didn't mean to call you. It's a complete accident.
So she has a GPS track on my car.
No. I was just kidding about that. This is a prank call, okay? I'm so sorry. This isn't real. I promise it's not real.
Chelsea who?
No, I was just kidding about the name Chelsea. I messed up here. I didn't mean to call. It's just a prank call. I'm really sorry. It's just a prank call. Don't worry about it.
You gotta be fucking kidding me. Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm completely kidding. It's a prank call. I messed up. I was trying to prank call someone else. That's what it was.
Nah, because you mentioned my fucking name. You're not slick. You're not slick. You're really not fucking slick.
Well, I never claimed to be slick, sir. I called the wrong number. Oops.
Yeah, you called the wrong number. Oops. Go fuck yourselves.
Hey, you can't say the fuck word to me. Okay, he hung up. I'm not sure that was even funny, and I think I need to email the guy that submitted this to me and say, hey, tell your friend it's just a joke, because who knows what's going to happen with that one. Here, let me call him right back. I'll try and be slicker this time.
I'm sorry, the person you were trying to reach.
And now he's not picking up. That's just great. Okay, well, person that submitted this, please get in touch with your friend soon and let him know not to go to Chelsea's house and kill her, because that would be kind of a bummer and I don't want any trouble. So talk to your friend. I'm going to email you right now and tell you to talk to Jordan and stop him from doing anything crazy. Next, we're going to call Carlos. This is a prank request from someone named IC Wiener. This IC Wiener guy, he sends in a lot of prank requests. He says, Carlos, a.k.a. Bunker, a.k.a. Archie, or Buck. I think I'll just call him Carlos. Anyway, IC Wiener says, this guy cannot get shit through his thick skull. Guaranteed to call back over and over quickly, using other people's phones if he needs to. I'm leaving the most damning of details out because motives ruin the call. What? Lives in his grandmother's reverse mortgaged home. Owns a 4x12 closet full of mostly Air Jordans. Calls Cactus Nopalis. Drunk driving, crashing, and running. I could go on, but this guy will probably steal the show without personal info. Have fun, Brad, you fuckword. Okay, I don't understand pretty much anything you wrote in the description there, but I'm going to call him anyway and see what happens.
I can't have it. Hello?
Hello?
My nigga is ready to land dumb too. Hello?
Hello, Carlos?
Yes.
This is David from Metro PCS.
Okay.
And it looks like you've gone over your limit for the month for international calling. You're actually up to about $800 for the international calls you've been making. So we're gonna need.
I haven't been making any international calls. No,
so we're gonna need to. We're gonna need to shut off your phone. So I'm just giving you a heads up. We're gonna shut off your phone.
Well, this got to be like. So I don't make international phone calls, and this Metro PCS doesn't even freaking have any kind of service like this. So how can this be?
What do you mean service like this? We have international calling, sir. You've been calling Nigeria for about 5 days straight now. I'm just letting you know, there's a limit. There's an $800 limit, so we have to shut off your...
I just paid my bill like 2 days ago, and they didn't mention anything about this.
Yeah, it takes a few days for it to update on the bill.
And I haven't been calling Nigeria every day, so you're going to tell me that I've been calling Nigeria every day when I'm telling you I haven't?
Well, hey, someone's been using your phone to call Nigeria. You don't need to get snippy with me, sir. Because we have it right here on our computer. It's right here on our records. I'm printing it up right now. Approximately.
Well, I'm just saying, no one uses my phone.
So it's you. So it's you then calling Nigeria.
I don't know who you are, but I think you're full of shit. So suck my dick.
Hey, I think you're full of shit. Wow, that wasn't very nice of him.
Hello.
Hey, Archie, I'm just letting you know we're shutting off your phone. You can go to T-Mobile or something.
Suck my dick, you punk white
motherfucker. Okay. He wins that call. Here's a list of numbers from someone named Minus the Taco. And he says, here are some numbers of random patriotic people ratting out their neighbors for using too much water in the drought-stricken state of California. All but one are customers of the San Jose Water Company, and the last one is the Suburban Water Systems Company. I really hope at least some of these numbers are current, and I hope you will do something with this list. They are just screaming for calls from the corporate office or whatever Master RBCP wishes to do with them. Love ya, honey baby liver lips. Okay, so I'm curious to know how you came about this list of people who tattled on their neighbors. I'm going to guess that it was originally a handwritten list because you are guessing at some of the numbers on here. You're like, it's either 1066 or 1096. But I'd really like to know how you got this list. But it doesn't matter. I'm going to call a few of these and see what happens, and hopefully they'll be good numbers. This first one here is a lady named Amy. It has her last name, and it says that she tattled on a school.
Hello?
Hello, Amy?
Yes.
Hey, this is Steve from the San Jose Water Company.
Okay.
And we got your report here about a school that was using up too much water.
Right. That was a very long time ago.
Right, yeah. And we're looking at the list here, and I was just wondering why you got to be such a tattletale. I mean, it's a school. They have to use water, right? Like, who do you think you are? Wow, okay. Alright, she's just picking up and slamming down the phone. She's doing this to me. Alright, let me try her one more time.
Hello?
Hey, Amy, I just want to let you know we're going to watch you really closely now since you're such a tattletale, and we're trying to catch you doing something. And that'll teach you.
I'm sorry, this isn't Amy. Can I help you?
Well, we'll teach you guys to be tattletales in that household.
Who is this?
This is Steve from the San Jose Water Company. Amy's going around tattling on schools.
On schools?
Who does that?
What do you mean, tattling on schools?
She's kind of a jerk.
What did she do?
I don't know. Where the fuck's Amy? Who are you?
Well, I'm her sister, and I'm visiting.
Okay.
I don't even know the story. Maybe if you tell me, I can help.
Well, she'll tell you the story, because she's really mad right now and slamming down the phone on me, and she's too afraid to talk to the San Jose Water Company. She has to put her sister on the phone. So I'm sure you know what's going on.
Is this the San Jose Water Company?
Yeah,
and who are you?
Yeah, this is Steve.
Do you have a supervisor? I can verify that you are the water company?
You're probably a whole family of tattletales just trying to get a school in trouble.
I'm so sorry. Honestly, I don't know. I'm from out of town. I don't know what's going on.
Well, we'll put Amy on the phone.
Can I help?
Just put Amy on the phone. Just put her on the phone.
Could I try to mediate here and help?
No. I just wanted to call her a tattletale.
Okay, and you're the San Jose Water Company calling a customer a tattletale?
Well, she's being
a
tattletale. She put this. She like told on a school.
What did she tell on a school? I don't even understand.
For using too much water. Quit pretending you don't know.
Sir, I don't know. I don't appreciate
your tone. I'm sure you don't.
Seriously, this is like a harassment call, and I really need your supervisor's name.
It's not a harassment call. I'm just calling.
You're being very unprofessional.
I just want you to pass along a message to Amy and tell her she's a tattletale.
No, what is your name, please? This is really unprofessional.
What, you expect the schools not to have water for the kids?
I'm sorry, I don't... what is your name, please?
Should we tell the school to shut off all the water fountains and not let the kids wash their hands anymore in the bathrooms?
Please, may I have your name?
You want all the
San
kids
San Jose
to just,
Water Company.
Yeah, my name's Steve.
And
I've said that
name?
Like three times now, you idiot.
I'm sorry. I'm really upset by your tone. What was it, Steve,
well,
you said?
I'm upset by Amy's tattling.
I don't even know what's going on. Could you stop talking to me that way?
Well,
your name is Steve what? What is your last name?
You're the sister of a tattletale.
Okay, I'll look into it, sir, but what is your last name,
Well, just
please?
Put Amy on the phone. I don't have to tell you my last name, motherfucker.
You used the word motherfucker. Okay, I'm going to call the San Jose Water Company
hey,
right
you
now.
You don't have
Bye.
To curse at me, lady. All right, I guess I'll leave those people alone, and we'll move on to Albert. By the way, I'm using the caller ID of the water company, so they have to believe me.
Hello?
Hello, Albert?
Yes.
This is Dave from the San Jose Water Company.
Yes.
And we've gotten several reports from your neighbors saying that you've been using too much water and you've been filling up your swimming pool and stuff like that.
And if, I don't know who told you that. I don't even have a swimming pool.
Oh, yeah, right, because they sent us pictures of you filling up your swimming pool, like several people from different angles, different neighbors. So we know...
You wanna come? What's your name?
We know you've been filling up your swimming pool, so you need to cut it out. You're not in any trouble. We're just letting you know you need to cut
no,
it out.
No, I want to ask your name.
My name is Steve. You know, our city,
Steve.
Our state's in a major drought here, and you need to just
know,
respect
Steve.
The water
Steve,
company's orders.
What's your last name?
Gerbel.
Giorgio. Hey, Steve Giorgio, if you want to come to the house, I welcome you to come over.
Okay.
And look at my swimming pool, which you will find out I don't have a swimming pool.
Well, you just said to come and look at your swimming pool, so I think that means you have one.
No,
so,
well, I'm
nice
telling
try.
You, if you think I have a swimming pool, you can come over and look.
You're not being too slick there, Albert.
You live in here in San Jose?
Yeah, I'm with the water company.
Okay, can you come over?
I don't think multiple neighbors would make reports about you if you weren't really wasting water. They say you're just out there all the time watering your flowers... And your trees, and they say you have a sprinkler.
I don't know what neighbor, what address do you have?
They say you have one of those sprinklers, and you're like always running through it in your swimming trunks.
What address do you have?
I'm not giving out personal customer information. I'm just saying that you need.
No, what's my address?
Oh, I can't tell you
address.
That. I don't know if you're really Albert. All I know is you need to stop using up all of our water. Save some for the rest of us, motherfucker.
Hey.
You know?
You're not very professional.
Well, at least I'm not wasting water. At least I'm not filling up my swimming pool in the middle of a drought. Who does that?
Hold on a minute. Okay. I just want to get your name.
I've already told
you. How do you spell your last name?
It's
Steve what?
Goobel.
How do you spell that?
Goobelle. And then another
okay,
L.
Okay, Steve Goobel. Yes, I don't know. I'm going to call the San Jose Water Company. I don't know what position you have there.
Well, I'm calling you. You don't have to call us. I'm calling you to let you know to cut
yes,
it the
but
fuck
I,
out.
I don't know if you're from the water company.
Well, why wouldn't I be? What are you talking about?
The way you talk, call me a motherfucker. You know, and all that.
Well, as far as we're concerned, you're not a real customer because you're going around wasting water when our state's
in water. I don't even have a swimming pool.
Serious trouble.
I don't even have a swimming pool.
Yeah, well, you probably got rid of it because you heard that your neighbors tattled on you.
How can you get rid of a swimming pool?
I don't know. I'm sure you figured out a way.
You sure are crazy.
Oh, you're crazy. You're the crazy one, wasting water.
Well, you know, I'm going to call back this water company.
Good.
And,
good.
Report you.
We're going to turn off your water. You're just going to have to truck it in from out of state or something.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to call your water company.
Good. I hope you do. I'm going to shut off your account, and you're just going to have to get your water elsewhere. I'm going to shut it off right now. Oh, I think he hung up. All right, next on the list is Dale.
Hi, you've reached the Swansons. We're not available to take your call right now.
And Dale's not answering. I've tried a few times, no luck on that one. So we're going to move on to Dave.
Hi, this is Thanks for calling.
And Dave's not answering, so let's call the last person on the list. Her name is Adriana.
Hello?
Hello, Adriana?
Yeah, who's this?
Hi, this is Steven from the Suburban Water Systems.
Okay.
And we got your report here where you tattled on a neighbor about their excessive water use. Hello? What? Hey. Hello? Adriana? Hello? She has put me on hold without asking. All right, I'm going to call her back.
Hello?
Adriana?
Yeah.
Hey, we got disconnected somehow. I'm calling from the water company, from Suburban Water Systems.
I never called the water system.
Well, no, you tattled on one of your neighbors. You said they were using too much water.
No.
Uh-huh, because we have it right here. You wrote down your phone number.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Is this Adriana?
Yeah, it's Adriana.
Okay. Well, anyway, we looked closer into this, and we thought you might be trying to divert attention away from yourself, especially now that I see you're denying it. So we checked your water meter, and we saw that you'd been tampering with it, and you're actually the one using excessive water.
Okay. And what is my address, or the address that one you have it?
So you don't know your own address?
I know my address, but it's because I never put something about water something.
Yeah, you were trying to divert attention away from your water theft because you've been tampering with your water meter. And we know
maybe
all about it.
Snow White.
What was that?
Snow White.
What?
No, I think that you have a wrong number.
Oh, no, I don't have the wrong number because I called this number and it's Adriana. You said you're Adriana.
Yeah, I never put something about water.
Yeah, you need to stop using excessive water and stop tampering with your water meter. Because we're on top of this shit.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. All right, she's gone. That was boring and stupid. But at least the other two were okay. I enjoyed the other two. The list, it only had 6 people on it total, and I guess I only got through to 3 of them. So I guess I'll hang on to these and maybe try them back in the evenings or something. But thank you very much, minus the taco, for sitting this list in. And I'm really curious about how you got this list. Maybe it's something that's just posted at the water company when you go to pay your bill and you just write on a piece of paper, "I'd like to tattle on my neighbor." Oh, look at this. I got an update on a prank call I did earlier in today's show. This is breaking news. This is an email from Christian. He submitted the prank thing for Jordan about his ex-girlfriend, the GPS tracker thing. You guys remember that? Just happened a minute ago. He says, "Hey Brad, in case you wanted an update for your show, I called Jordan back when he got out of work and he immediately went off about how fucking pissed he is and he's freaked out but not surprised Chelsea is doing some shit like that. And he went on a rant telling me about how he's going to cuss her out and find her if he needs to. So see, I was right. She's gonna get killed. I let him know it sounded fake and might have been a prank call. He calmed down after a few minutes and said I might be right. I asked if he was gonna do anything and he said there doesn't seem to be any point to doing anything and he wouldn't file a police report for pretty much nothing because it would look stupid. So when I established that he wouldn't do anything like that, I just figured to let him think it was a joke from somebody and let him be freaked out for a few days. Thanks again, Brad. You rock. Okay, Christian, thanks for the update. You're a horrible friend for not telling him it's a prank, and I hope he doesn't hate you forever for doing this to him, if you ever tell him.
Hey, what's going on, RTRB? This is Treasure Seeker. I have a quick question for you. The other day on your podcast, you had mentioned that everybody should create a podcast, or everybody should have a podcast.
That's just kidding, jeez.
Maybe I'm not doing a direct quote, but anyways, I got everything ready to go. I'm just really concerned about what I'm going to use for software to do mixing. And I know this is a little bit of a technical question, but I was hoping maybe you could tell me what software you use to do your editing for your show, because it's pretty kick-ass. So, all right. Cactus, cactus.
Thanks. I use DOS Edit to do all of my audio editing. DOS 6.22 only. And make sure it's in ASCII mode. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, I use Adobe Audition for the actual recording of everything. Like this right now, I am recording this into Adobe Audition. And Adobe Audition is also known as Cool Edit. I mean, it used to be, I think, in the late 90s, early 2000s, and then maybe Adobe Audition bought it. And I've never paid for it. I've always torrented it. And I'm pretty sure you can still find it if you look on torrents. It's Adobe Audition version 3.0. And I'm sure there's probably a later version. I'm probably several versions behind at this point. But this one works perfectly, so I don't see any reason to upgrade. Because this one has all kinds of cool effects, and it lets me normalize the sounds, or whatever that's called, you know, so the caller's sound isn't too low, and mine's not too high, and stuff like that. It's an awesome program, and it does everything I need, and I don't think I deserve the later versions, because I'm pirating. I'm a dirty pirate. And Adobe Audition, it does include a multi-track editor, and that's what I used to use on the old PLA radio episodes. I would just go into the multi-track section of Adobe Audition, and it sucked. It's like the shittiest multi-track thing ever. I can't even explain why, but trust me, if you try it out, you'll discover that it's a shitty multi-track editor and you don't want to use it. So for multi-track editing, I'm using software called Mixcraft 6.1, even though that's one version behind, but I actually paid for Mixcraft. I think I paid like $120 for it. And it's made for music editing, but it works just fine for podcast editing also. And it works much easier than Adobe Audition does for the multi-track stuff. And really, if you wanted to, you could just skip Adobe Audition and use Mixcraft. And nothing else, I guess. You know, you can record directly into Mixcraft. But I prefer Adobe Audition first, so I can mess around with the audio and then drop it into Mixcraft. So those are my recommendations. Adobe Audition 3.0 and Mixcraft 6.1 is what I use, but they're up to version 7 now, I think. Mixcraft is also the thing I've used for most of the songs I've created in the past several years. And it does all kinds of cool effects and stuff like that, if you need that sort of thing. I hope that helps you out, treasure seeker. And if it doesn't, I mean, it's probably horrible advice. I'm probably using the shittiest stuff ever. And you should probably just Google, you know, how do I record a podcast? And you'll find much better advice than my advice.
RV, Jasper Flats. Listen, next time you play something from the archives, you go to place Abra Call. Abra,
okay.
Abra, Abra. I don't know. But yeah, I heard it once. It was fucking A. Play it again, man. Gotta play that one next time you get some old. Alright, peace out, Texas. Got this cancer.
Okay, so
bullshit.
I just looked in my archives on the PLA Media Pack, which I have not released for 2015 yet. I suck. I'm sorry. But anyway, I just did a search for Abra, and I cannot find any Abra calls that we did about 5 years ago. And I think we were doing those on the phone show, and maybe I just never converted them into, you know, just single files for me to play on future shows. So if anyone knows where to find any of the old Abra prank calls, I don't even remember what we did in those. I think we got customers that used the Abra. And I do remember Matt Hillock talking to one of the customers, probably because he was super creepy about it, but I don't remember. If anyone knows where the Abra customer calls are, please let me know, and maybe I'll play them on a future show.
Hey, Roy, this is Zach from Michigan. And I was listening to your most recent show, and you were talking about listening to Adam Curry back in the day. Adam Curry still has a podcast. It's called No Agenda. No Agenda. Look it up.
I don't want to. I don't miss Adam Curry that much, but if anyone wants to listen to Adam Curry, the ex-MTV VJ, then you should go look up a podcast called No Agenda, and maybe it's interesting. I mean, I used to like Adam Curry's show back in the day. He had his pulse on the future, like he was really into Second Life and thought that was the future of everything and everyone was going to be in Second Life instead of on the web back then. And wow, he sure got that one right, didn't he?
Shut the fuck up, Cactus.
Whoa.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for the call.
Hello, RBCP. It's Willy Bro or whoever. I don't know if you know me by that. But I'm the one that made the food stamp tacos sticker thingy for the GTA cruise. And I'm just calling to let you know that I'm putting up a new logo.
Are you calling from the GTA phone, by the way? Because, oh my god, you sound awful.
But, of course, by the time you see this, it's, you know, going to be up already. And I wanted to tell you that I don't talk to that Uncle Grandpapa or Zim's daughter anymore. I took your advice.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
And I found a new friend because he's fake. And, well, that's it. I just told me I should call you. Bye.
Glad you called. I'm sure everyone listening can totally understand you. on your damn hobo phone.
Hey, Brad. So after the show, the 10-year PLA, whatever, the, you know, 10-year anniversary of PLA Radio, I decided to go and listen to the PLA Radio shows. And so I'm playing the first one. You're playing Weird Al's parody of Safety Dance about the Brady Bunch. And it made me think that this is the second time I've heard music by Men Without Hats on your show. Another time you played Pop Goes the World by Men Without Hats. Yep. So I'm wondering, do you like Men Without Hats? Do you just like 80s synth music? Do you just particularly like 80s music? Yeah, let me know what you think. I like Men Without Hats. Play more Men Without Hats. That'd be great. All right, bye, Brad.
They're okay. I was into them a little bit in the early 90s, and I still go back and listen to them every once in a while, but I wouldn't say I'm into them. But I had to play that Brady Bunch song, that Men Without Hats parody, on the first episode of PLA Radio because it was related to the Brady Bunch. How could I not play that?
Hi, Brad. Just calling to tell you you're a total dick-sickle. Okay, bye.
Thanks.
Hey there, Brad. I just listened to the show where you were trying to catch the Watcher, and I think if you would have kept that show going 2, maybe 3 hours longer, you probably would have caught him, which gave me an idea, which is to, why don't you call the Manitowoc County area and try to find the real killer in the Stephen Avery case from Netflix's Making a Murderer? I bet if you spent some time on that, you would solve that mystery in no time.
What a great idea. I should do that. I should just start solving crimes on my show.
Hey, Brad. It's Olga. No, it's iPokeSmart. How you doing?
You got me there.
Love the show. Especially that Britney bitch from that fitness place and stuff. And just waiting on my ID card, you know. Because the next time I go to the brothel,
I'll get to
Nevada,
it. I sent you one and you lost it in the mail. Or maybe your blind postman delivered it to the wrong address.
No, I'm getting really important. You know, part of the Elite Cactus Squad. So they won't charge me extra for anal next time, you know. Okay, bye.
Good to know. Yeah, I'll get your ID card mailed again one of these years.
Hey, Brad, it's Lux. I'm leaving this voicemail from 2012 because I really like all those tunnel methods, like the tunnel calls you do with the echoes and the ruining neighborhoods. It'd be a real shame if you didn't do any calls like that in 2016 or so. Like, wow, wouldn't that suck if the future was that stupid?
Okay, bye. I get the hint. I'll do some tunnel calls soon. I've been meaning to do an evening show lately, and you know that's when the tunnel calls work the best. So maybe that'll be my first evening show when I start doing those again. All right, one more voicemail.
Hey, Arby, I was just wondering, what do you think's the best free phone app for spoofing calls? Let me know.
Hell if I know. Are there free ones? The only one I really know offhand is SpoofCard, and it works really well, but that one costs money. There's PrankDial, prankdial.com. If you want to make phone calls but you don't want to actually talk, it's like an automated prank call service, and they give you a couple free calls per day. And I don't know, other than that, I'm sure there's got to be something that's free, but I don't know what it is, so maybe the listeners can reply to this in the comments on YouTube or the comments on phonelosers.org and tell this guy what the best free phone app is for spoofing calls, if there is one. Okay, let's get back to the show and stop playing stupid voicemails from people with hobo phones that you can barely understand. I really enjoyed pretending to be with the San Jose Water Company, so I think I'm just going to continue with that. Even though I don't have a list of people who tattled on each other, I can just pretend, right? I can just pull up people on whitepages.com and call them up and tell them they've been reported. So that's what we're going to spend the rest of the show doing. And it's either going to suck or it's going to be amazing. Who knows? So I pulled up a neighborhood here. There are lots of cul-de-sacs on it and lots of old people, according to whitepages.com. And the first one on the list is Marianne.
Hello.
Hello, Marianne?
Yeah?
Hi, this is Steve from the San Jose Water Company.
Mm-hmm.
And we've gotten a few complaints from your neighbors saying that you've been overusing water. You've been out there watering your trees and your grass.
No, I haven't.
Come on.
Watering my water's turned off.
Come on. This is just a courtesy call. I'm just being nice and calling you up and asking you to cut it out.
Cut out what?
What you've been doing. We have, they've sent pictures and everything of you guys out there washing your car. And
who is this?
Filling up your swimming pool. This is Steve from San Jose Water.
You are kidding me. This is a punk, isn't it?
No, of course not.
Well, first of all, I don't have a swimming pool. Secondly, I have fake grass.
Like the Brady Bunch?
No.
You got the AstroTurf?
No, huh?
Like the AstroTurf stuff?
No, it's good stuff. Like,
well, why would you put water on that?
I'm not.
You don't have to lie, ma'am. We have a voice stress analyzer on this line, and I can see on my computer here that you're lying.
Who is this?
This is Steve from San Jose Water.
Steve who? Okay, I'm being punked.
What does punked mean? I don't understand that term. What does that even mean?
Joke. It's a joke.
Oh, I get it. Okay, well, look, you can deny it all you want. I just wanted to let you know that you need to cut it out.
Well, how did you get my number, and what's the address?
Well, several of your neighbors have reported you guys for using up water, and we have a drought in the state.
What's the address that you're calling, that they're reporting this from? First of all, I don't have a pool. My water is turned off, my landscaping water.
We know about people like you. You hide the pool under fake grass, your AstroTurf or whatever. So when our helicopters fly over, they don't see it.
Okay, that's pretty funny. All right.
Yeah, real funny. Water shortage in California. Hilarious.
Why do I get things every month saying thank you for conserving your water?
Well, we send that out to everyone. It's not a personal letter, dummy.
No, you don't. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for wasting everyone's water so the children can't have anything to drink. All right. Well, she was a happy person, and whitepages.com says she's over 65 years old, yet she still knows the word punked, and I'm glad she was able to explain that to me.
Hello.
Hi, Christine.
Yes, uh-huh.
Hey, this is Dave from the San Jose Water Company.
Hi, Dave.
Hi. We've had several of your neighbors report that you've been overusing water. And you're aware we're in the middle of a drought, right?
Of course. We don't overuse water. What are they talking about?
Well, several people now, they've reported they've seen you out there watering your lawn and washing your car.
Never. You should see my car. It is ridiculously dirty.
Okay.
This is crazy.
Well, I don't know about that, because we sent someone by, and they said it was really clean. We sent someone from our office here just to check things out.
Are you sure you've got the right house?
Yeah, definitely.
I have a blue PT Cruiser sitting in the street that's covered with bird poop. I have a Subaru in the driveway that is covered in dirt.
Yeah, well, if that were true, I would say, wow, you're disgusting, you're a hobo, and, you know...
It is true. You want me to take pictures and send them to you? I'd be happy to.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you have the pictures of before you washed it with the water from your house.
No, I'm sorry. Are you totally, really, really accusing me of actually misusing water?
Well, it's not me. It's your neighbors.
Is this like one of those radio show jokes?
Of course not, ma'am. No, I'm from San Jose Water Company. Well, this is just a courtesy call, just to let you know you need to cut it the fuck out. And conserve water like the rest of the state.
Did you just like really use the F word with a customer?
The F word? No, I didn't say the F word.
It sounded like you did.
I think you're hearing
it sounded things. Like you told me to cut the F out.
Oh, I would not. I'm a Christian, ma'am.
Well, good.
All I'm saying is you need to cut it out and stop filling up your pool and whatever else you're doing.
We don't have a pool.
Taking long showers. I can see your bill here, and it looks like you're overusing water.
My husband takes showers at the gym so we can conserve water.
Well, that doesn't conserve water. Are you an idiot? It's still our water. I mean, the gym's in San Jose, right?
Yes, but it's not coming out of our allotment.
Oh, so you're trying to...
It wouldn't show that... I mean...
You're trying to fool the system and get the gym in trouble for using up too much water.
No.
But you're still wasting water. It's still from the same place.
You know, I'm going to assume that this is a crank call. Let me have your name, please. You said your name was Dave?
Yep, it's Dave.
Okay, Dave. And your last name?
Gerbel.
Spell it, please.
GHERBZQ.
Wow, That's quite an interesting last name.
Okay.
And how can I reach
you? I'm foreign. Excuse me for being foreign.
Oh, no. It's like I play these solitaire, or excuse me, these word games like Scrabble.
In between wasting water, that's what you do?
What's your phone number there, Dave, please?
It's on your caller ID.
No, I want you to tell me specifically
how to reach you. I don't feel like I should have to talk to someone like you about my phone number. People like you wasting water and filling up your swimming pool in your backyard.
I don't have a swimming pool.
Oh, no, we did a flyover in a plane. We saw the swimming pool. I mean, you probably cover it up normally, but we caught
you.
Oh,
right. Well, if you saw the size of my backyard, you'd know there is no way there would be a swimming pool.
Yeah, it looked very green. Very green in your backyard, like you've been watering every single day.
There's actually no lawn in the backyard. It's all hardscape.
Whatever. And the neighbors say that...
What is your number, please?
You've got a
Mr.
sprinkler,
Dave?
And you've been like running through it in a bikini.
Okay. Who is this?
This is Dave from the San Jose Water Company.
Yeah, you sound more like Tom Pravassi.
Oh, crap. She figured it out. Hang up the phone. Hang up. Crap, you guys. She knows who I am. I had to abort on that one. I'm sorry. I know I failed that prank call, but I had to abort. I don't want to get in trouble. Now you guys know my real name. Shit.
Hello?
Hello, Ernest?
Yes?
Hey, Ernest. It's Dave from the San Jose Water Company.
Uh-huh.
And I just needed to let you know we've gotten a few complaints about you overusing your water. To water all your trees and stuff?
I don't water the trees.
Well, why are your neighbors all sending in anonymous complaints then?
I have no idea whatsoever. Check my water use. You're more than welcome to.
Well, I
turned off the water. Jesus, I turned off the water probably well over a year ago. I mean, my lawn was just gone to hell and don't. Have they, kind of come back a little bit green, but not. Well, I have no idea.
It seems unlikely that multiple neighbors would be reporting you.
Well, maybe because they just see that it's their tropical plants, maybe, and they just assume.
Well,
I have no idea, but you're more than welcome, Dave, to check my water usage.
Well, one of the reports, this guy next door, he says that he saw you washing your car.
Oh, that's bullshit. I haven't even washed my car in months.
Well, why would he say...
Are you sure that this is... Are you got the right number?
Definitely, yeah. You're on 19th Avenue, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and they took a picture of you washing your car.
Oh, and, no. I'd like to see that.
And we could see in the background you had a swimming pool.
Huh?
You had a completely full swimming pool in the background of the picture. So we know it's you.
Is this a joke?
Of course
are
not.
Is this a joke?
No.
Are you joking?
No, of course not. I work for the water company.
This is a joke.
How is it a joke?
I don't have a swimming pool.
I think you using up the water in California when we're in the middle of a drought, that's the joke. You better cut it out.
Your name is Dave, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you give me your last name, Dave?
For what? I'm not.
Well,
I'm not.
I'd like to follow up on this.
Well,
this is.
I'm not the one on trial.
This is, huh?
I'm not the one on trial here.
This is not a. This is a crank call.
Why does everyone keep saying that?
Is
that just your defense mechanism? You just have to say it's a prank call.
I mean, are you saying that I have a swimming pool?
I don't have a swimming pool.
No,
you got caught, so you just have to make up and say, "Oh, it's a crank call." People like you disgust me.
You're fucked up, dude.
Hey, don't curse at me. We'll shut your water off right now.
Okay. Let's take care of business here then. If this is a real call, I want either a badge number or some way to identify
a
that you have
number.
Called me. Huh?
I don't have to tell you shit, motherfucker. All I know is you need to stop doing this because we're in the middle of a drought.
Wait a minute. You can't swear. I can't swear at you. You can swear at me for no good reason.
No good reason. I have a good reason. It's because you're being a motherfucker and using up everyone's water. You need to follow the rules and stop using so much water. God,
you asshole. Hey, you motherfucker yourself. Go check my fucking record if you before you call me.
I don't have to check shit. And I'm turning off. Okay. Finally, someone gets pissed at me. I didn't think that was going to happen. Everyone thinks I'm a crank caller today. I don't get it. Okay, let's try some more of these. I've been doing these for a long time, you guys, and I'm going to have to quit soon. I think I've only gotten maybe three of them that I'm going to be able to put in the podcast. The rest were just garbage or they didn't answer. Not to complain or anything. Okay, maybe I'm complaining a little bit.
Hello?
Hi, Wendy?
Mm-hmm?
Hi, this is Dave from the San Jose Water Company.
Yeah, hi.
Hi there. We just needed to let you know that you're not allowed to be using excessive water and watering your plants and trees and your grass and everything.
And we're not.
Well, no, we've gotten several reports from your neighbors saying that you've been doing that, and you just need to please cut
what?
It out.
That's crazy. No way.
It is crazy for you to be doing that. We're in the middle of a drought right now. You can't just use up all the water like that.
I haven't done any of that.
We're going
to I use water that I collect when washing dishes because I have to wash my hand that I water my front plants with, but we don't use the sprinklers. We don't use any water in the backyard for anything.
No, they have pictures. They sent pictures of you guys using the slip and slide on your front lawn.
No, you must have the wrong number. No, I don't have any children.
No, it wasn't children, it was you.
I'm 51 years old.
What difference does that make? It doesn't matter how old you are, you still can't waste water.
Well, yeah, right. This must be a joke because
it's not a joke, ma'am. You just need to cut it out. That's all I'm saying. You need to cut it out.
Bye.
But all right, maybe I need to stop doing the ridiculous scenarios, like old people on slip and slides. That doesn't seem to be working. Holy crap, though, it must suck to live in California right now if people are having to use their dishwater just to water their plants and stuff. That's something a hobo would do.
Yes, Wyman speaking. Can I help you?
Hi, what you doing?
Who is this?
Hi, this is Steve from the San Jose Water Company. And I just needed to let you know that you're supposed to...
Yes?
Hey, you stupid motherfucker. You don't hang up on the water company. I'm going to turn off your water. What the hell? Okay, I screwed that one up because I said, what you doing? Because I didn't have the page loaded and I couldn't see his name. It's my slow internet's fault. That's what it is. It's not my fault. It's the slow internet's fault. As well as Jason B's fault, the sponsor of today's show. Thanks a lot, Jason. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi. I'm sorry. Is this Ann?
Yes. Who's this?
Hey, Ann. This is Steve from the San Jose Water Company.
Yes. What do you need?
I just needed to let you know we're going to be charging an extra $50 on your water bill this month.
And who the hell are you?
This is Steve from the San Jose Water Company. And I just need to let you know we're going to be charging extra on your bill this month because you've been wasting water.
Okay, could you please take me off your list?
This isn't
I am very, very sick, and you are a pain in the ass.
This is not a list, you idiot.
Thank you.
I'm with the water company, dummy.
Okay, get me off your list.
It's not
Thank
a list.
You.
It's not a list.
I am going, you fucking!
Okay, all right. Okay, I'm taking her off the list, you guys. I am really scared right now. I'm shaking. Holy crap. I should probably just end it right there. But no, I have a few more left, and I'm going to call them before I give up. But holy crap.
Hello?
Hello, Constance?
Yes.
Hi, this is Steve from the water company, from the San Jose Water Company.
Uh-huh.
And we need you to stop overusing water, because we've gotten several complaints about you, and we know you've been overusing water and stuff.
I have not.
Oh, yes, you have. We have. Your neighbors have been reporting you for overusing the water. They've been keeping an eye on you. They say you have...
I don't think you have the right number.
Well, this is Constance on at 18, right?
I'm always under my allotment.
Yeah, but they say you've got a bedroom-sized water reservoir inside your house that fills up an entire room. You've been hoarding water.
Oh, give me a break.
No,
who
no,
are you?
You don't get a break. You have to be just like the rest of us and conserve water.
And I am, and what you're saying is totally untrue.
But it seems like you're just,
I carry out my bath water every day and water my landscaping with it. So tell me again what your name is.
Well, are you taking really large baths?
No. What's your name again?
My name is Steve.
Steve what?
No, that's incorrect. But, ma'am,
Steve, what is your last name?
We just need you to stop hoarding.
What is your
stop
last
hoarding
name?
Water. That's all we need. Just cut
what
it out.
What is your last name?
It's Who. H-O-O.
You're full of shit. Leave me alone.
What? I was trying to be nice to her because she sounded old and fragile. So that's why I didn't say anything about her water bill having extra charges on it. But then she goes and tells me I'm full of shit. She's not a fragile old lady. All right, you guys, I have bad news. I've done a bunch of calls since that old lady told me I was full of shit, and nobody's answered. It's all been disconnected numbers and answering machines. So the show's over, but I am going to do this one again because I love this idea. I love that it's kind of topical, and I love that we're learning about California. I had no idea things were this bad and people were bringing their bath water out to water their plants and stuff, or so they claim. I'm still not sure I'm buying it with that last lady, but I think maybe the next show, the entire show is going to be nothing but water calls. People that are wasting water in the middle of a drought. I think that needs to happen on the next show. I need to do a live show where that happens. Oh, wait a minute. I know what I need to do since this is California. You remember that one certain town of the rich neighbors that had the historic wall? That's the town I need to do this in. I need to yell at them for hoarding water and put extra charges on their water bills. Yeah, that's what's going to happen on the next show. But that's going to do it for today's show. I hope you guys enjoyed this. I sure enjoyed it. I wasn't sure it was going well until that sick lady screamed at me like that. I don't think I've been screamed at that much since that one girl who called the pharmacy and kept getting toys at Walmart, and she called me a son of a bitch. Hopefully you guys remember that one. Before I go, I'm going to give you guys a homework assignment, because I have not given a homework assignment in a while now, and I know some of you are probably itching to do homework. So here's your homework assignment. I want you to write a poem about PLA or the Snowplow Show or anything else related to the PLA and the Snowplow Show. And not only do you have to write poetry, you have to perform it. You have to read it to me by calling into the voicemail line at 814-422-5309. Or you can email me an audio file to rbcp@phonelosers.org. And that's it. I want poetry. It's going to be like a poetry slam. You guys are going to be like beatniks, and you're going to read poetry about the phone losers of America. So that is your assignment. Now that the show's over, you need to do that right now. And as soon as you're done with that, make sure you go and watch episode 2 of Calls of Mass Confusion. There's a scene of me using cocaine in it, so you have to watch it just for that, right? Thank you, Jason B., for sponsoring the show today. And thanks to all of the people who've been supporting the show the past couple years. You guys are amazing, and I still can't believe you're doing that. What the hell's wrong with you? Add us on Facebook, facebook.com/phonelosers, and twitter.com/phonelosers, and youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica, and support the show by going to phonelosers.com/cactus or patreon.com/phonelosers. Thank you for listening, everyone. Goodbye.
Telephone. Hey Sue, it's Charlie again. I guess you must have forgotten my number. You said you'd call, but you never did, and that was 3 days ago. And I've been sitting around in my underwear thinking of you and eating Doritos. Call me whenever you can. You at the bar. Hey Sue, I really miss you. I tried to call you every day. I guess I'll give it one more try. Hey Sue, it's it's Charlie again. I guess you must not have gotten my message. I've been waiting by the telephone since 6 days ago. And I made you a brand new fancy necklace out of cat bones. You better come get it. Can't wait to see you again. Call me whenever you can.
I just wanted to call and say hi. I've been thinking a lot about you, and I really enjoyed meeting you. I hope you'll get back with me soon. Hey, Sue. I don't know how often you check your messages, but I called like 2 hours ago, and I just wanted to call back and make sure you're not possessed by the devil or anything like that, so give me a call back. Hey, Sue. I had to run to the store for a few minutes, and I can never get a signal in there. I got some mozzarella sticks because I know how much you like those. Hey, Sue, I'm really starting to think it's not working out between us. It seems like I give so much in this relationship, and I haven't heard back from you, so I think we're gonna need to have a serious talk or maybe get couples counseling. Anyway, my mother's really happy for me, and she's looking forward to meeting you soon. Bye, Sue.